The Internet is coming to your car, and General Motors is the largest company with a plan to put Internet connectivity directly into its vehicles. The rollout begins later this year. Of course, safety advocates have some concerns about more distractions for drivers. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from his car about the challenge of bringing our always online culture to a moving vehicle.
The promise of technology is always the same. That's going to make our lives easier. But as anyone who's tried to make a hands-free call in their car knows, that is not always true.
Please say a command.
Call Ma.
Please say a phone book name. You may also say a number and then say dial.
Call Mom.
Calling Colby on cell.
I don't want to talk to Colby. Stop. Stop. Now, if my car won't call my mother, how can I expect it to get on the internet?
When consumers buy a new car and they have difficulty pairing their phone to the vehicle, they almost always blame the car rather than the phone.
Eric Lyman is with TrueCar.com. He says, believe it or not, the car companies are better at dealing with the sort of consumer electronics they put into cars as opposed to tech companies. The problem is, it takes a long time.
Typically, the development cycle for a vehicle has been, you know, 4 or 5 years. So trying to implement the technology that people are used to and plan for that 3 to 5 years out in advance is almost an impossible task for the automakers.
GM is trying to keep up and is equipping its cars with data plans. For the record, NPR, like other content providers, has made deals with GM and other car makers to provide its content directly in vehicles. Now, GM wants to allow drivers to connect to the internet to, say, look up Google Maps or restaurants or find gas stations directly in the cars without any other device. Daniel McGeehee studies vehicle safety at the University of Iowa.
That the car companies might be able to have a better context and simplify some of the information that may be quite complex on your smartphone and adjust when you might be able to interact with it when you come to a stop.
McGeehee says the problem car makers have is to get you to stop looking at, touching, or fiddling with your cell phone while you're driving your car. But he says it's kind of like a catch-22. If you don't provide drivers with at least some of the options they have on their phones, they won't use the car systems. They'll just use the phone. But if you make the systems in the car too good, well,
you're forcing essentially the companies to sort of one-up themselves on adding different kinds of features that essentially draw the driver's attention more and more off of the roadway.
Meanwhile, Carl Brower with Kelley Blue Book says part of what's going on is that General Motors needs to look like a forward-thinking, hip company.
The other reason that General Motors has to do this is because people want this stuff. They know it's out there. They know it's capable of being done. And the car companies that do it best are going to get sales out of it. You're going to have people deciding which car to buy based on how well connected the car is to the information superhighway.
Brower says more car companies are going to follow, but
ultimately, this will be seen as a unique point in time because we will get to autonomous vehicles in the not too distant future, and then none of this will matter. It'll actually make complete sense that your rolling, you know, personal transportation also is a rolling office.
Until that happens, Daniel McGeehee, the safety expert, asks that you keep both hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Seriously. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.